Okay. Well, today's daf is daf kuf aleph. Today's shir in the whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. Zecher Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, whose yard site is this week. And Shama should have an aliyah. Okay. We are on, we're just going to go back to the third to last line on kuf on the base. I'm not exactly sure what we covered yesterday, but we'll, whatever we cover, if we did, we'll chazer. If not, it'll be new. Osam b'nei Adam. Those people, right? Those people. Shekidshu b'beis haKnesset, that they made kiddush, or kiddush was made for them in shul on Friday night. Amar Rav, Rav says, yayin lo yotzu, when it comes to kiddush of Borup Yagafen, they were not yotze, meaning when they go back home and they want to drink wine, since there's a shinui makom, they would have to make a Borup Yagafen. But they kiddush yotze. But they were yotze kiddush, they don't have to make kiddush again if they go anywhere else, because the Rav doesn't hold a kiddush makom suza. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Afi de kiddush lo yotzu, even regarding kiddush, not yotzu, meaning not yotzu yayin, they have to go back and make a Borup Yagafen on the wine that they drink. It doesn't potter any wine that they had during the suda, and it doesn't even potter them to drink kiddush, because they have to the kind of kiddush makom suda. So Ella
L'Rab, those who listen or those who actually make the kiddush?
Either one. I mean, we'll see the Rashbam in a second. But you don't the one who's making it doesn't have to be yotze. He can have in mind to be yotze somebody else. We say it's for the right. So Mara says El Rav Lamaleg the kedusha base. So why do you have to go back and make kiddush in your house according to Rav? If the guy who's makes kiddush, let's say you're talking about the guy who makes kiddush. So the guy who's making kiddush in the shul, why does he have to go back to make kiddush at home? He says Kedei Lahotzi Banav B'nei Beiso to be yotze his family. Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Lamaleg kedusha base kedusha. So it's the reason of making it in the shul. If you're not yotze, when you make the kiddush, you're not yotze. Why are you making kiddush in the shul? Lamli kedusha bekenishta. Lafugi orchei dechavasam to yotze the orchim, the guests who are eating in the shul. Right? Menachem mentioned yesterday about how you have guests eating. How do you eat in the shul? How is it possible to eat in the shul? Right? It's a lamli kedusha bekenishta. Lafugi orchim dechavasam to be yotze the orchim. To achlu b'shasu v'ganu v'vekedishta because they eat and they drink and they sleep in the shul and that's where their suit is. That's where they're eating.
You just said that not mostly not yotze. What's the point?
No, according they are, right? He is, but they are, right? The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, "Ein kiddush ella b'makom seuda," because kiddush has to be in the makom seuda. So I'm not sure what we did yesterday, but the tour, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Tef talks about kiddush makom seuda. It's a major machlokus. What about b'zman hazeh when we don't have orchim in the shul? Do we make kiddush in the shul on Friday night? There are those shuls that have the minug, those shuls that don't have the minug. Those shuls that once had the minug and no longer have the minug, and those shuls that once did not have the minug and now do have the minug, whatever. So, Shulchan Aruch says, "No again, lekaddish beis knesses. There's a kiddush. There's a minug to make kiddush and shul. The ain lemakaddish lito miyein a kiddush el matim lekatan. But whoever's making kiddush doesn't drink it himself. He gives it to a katan. The ain kiddush el makom suda because you have to kiddush makom suda. Umeikara and originally lo niskan el b'shul orchim. It was only made, the katan was only made for the orchim. The achli v'shasim bekenishda lahotzei yom nidei chovasim. So you don't see them." But the Akshav, the Shulchan Aruch says the Akshav, he's quoting Iran now. The Akshav, Afal Gav, the low Akhli Orchim, they Kanishta, low Batla Takatakana. Takana is not Mavutam, you still do it because it's a Takana. So, right, Zeu Tam HaMekomo, Shenogu Lakadish Beis HaKnesses. And that's the reason why you have certain places that still make Kiddush in the Shul. And I'm growing up in Yengezra Avenue J, and they still do, they make Kiddush in the Shul. And all the kids would line up to get the small little cup of grape juice. All the kids would always line up, they still do that. Aval Yoser Tov, but as Ramah says, it's better lahanhig shelo lekadosh beis haKnesses, not to make the kiddush in shul. Defein minog Eretz Yisrael, and that's the minog in Eretz Yisrael. He quotes, where is he getting it from? The machlokas we've shown him. If you look in, you look into Tosos. Tosos says in the middle of Tosos day kiddush, he says hecha deleka orchim some of the beis haKnesses ain lekadosh shavi bracha batala. It's a bracha batala, not being yotzei anybody. But the Ron brought down what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ron says, what's the difference between we say, I think it's mugging of us. What's the difference with that? And the reason why we say that is that people are going to be late. Well, because they made the shuls were outside of the city. Well, now they're not, but we still say that. They made the economy. You keep that. That's over there. Okay. That is
shul. Like, 2 days on. Yeah.
That's our shul. That's we're off of that now, right? That's the idea with shuls. Okay, now kiddush makom suda. When it comes to kiddush makom suda, you have to deal about the where, the what, and the when. Where is kiddush makom suda from one place to another place? What constitutes the suda and the when? How much time can elapse between the kiddush and that's the where, the what, and the when? So the first, the Rashbam. The Rashbam says afi de kiddush lo yatsu. If we did this yesterday, did we do this a little yesterday?
No.
No. Okay. So after the Kiddush Lo Yatsu, the Rashbam says he brings two deos, where Kiddush Makom Suda, where the Makor for Kiddush Makom Suda is. First Rashbam on Kuf Aleph. He says, Kid the Parshin and Time of the Kemamei, we're going to explain later, ain't Kiddush El Makom Suda. That's why Shmuel says, you're not Yotsu the Kiddush, when you make Kiddush in the Shul. Right? El Abim Makom, right? To the finish of the Kemamei, ain't Kiddush El Makom Suda. Dixiv, first, it says in Pasuk, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg. You call Shabbos your Oneg. B'makom sh'ata korei l'Shabbos, in the place where you proclaim Shabbos, klomar kriya de kiddush, where you proclaim Shabbos, when you proclaim Shabbos, when you make kiddush, shamte ode oneg emidrashu. That's where the oneg should be. Where you proclaim the Shabbos, that's where the oneg. What's the oneg? The oneg is the eating. So where you proclaim kiddush, that's where the oneg is. So that seems to be a din in the kiddush. It seems to be a din in the kiddush. Where you proclaim the kiddush, that's where the seuda should be. Inami svarahi. Or reason number two, it's a svara. I mean the ikba kiddush alayayin. Once we were koveya that kiddush should be alayayin, because the title kamai is achrei alayayin, mistama alayayin shabbat sha'as hasuda hukva dechashiv. Mistama, that the wine that they're talking about is the wine that's made during the suda. You have to make koveya suda with wine. So the wine, mistama, that wine should be the wine that you make kiddush on. Meaning, it's a din on the suda. The suda has to have the kiddush there, right? There seems to be two deis in the Rashbam. The first day, right? The first day of the pasuk seems to be that the kiddush must be solidified, right? But the kiddush should be in the place where there's oneg, then the kiddush. The second place is that the suda should be introduced with kiddush. Where you have the suda, that's where you make the kiddush. So what's the napkamina? So the napkamina has to do really with kiddush during the day. When we make most shuls, almost all shuls, are noe that you make kiddush, and we'll talk about you make kiddush from one place to another place. But you make kiddush. And then you have, and then you eat. And then you have to figure out what you eat. But the assumption is you have to eat mezonos. Very important to make sure you eat mezonos. If you don't eat mezonos and you make a kiddush, it's probably a brachal vatala. But so they make kiddush. So how do you do that? What do you do with kovei suda on? So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch. Whether you are allowed to do that. Those who don't eat kibros on Pesach probably should not make kiddush unless they're washing or they have two big cups of wine. Right? The kovei suda on two row revias, I guess.
Four.
Right? Oh, they did it tonight before.
So four.
The Shulchan Aruch says, no. No, that's at night. Make a kiddush. No, kiddush during the day. If you have a kiddush on Pesach, if you have a kiddush Pesach morning. If you go to a kiddush and shul on Pesach morning, right? So if you don't eat a brach, there's no mezonos. What? No one mishes? No, Goldstein makes a kiddush every year. What? And I give that, and I give shir, and I put on filling. But yeah, so it's good food. What do you want me to tell you? Pastrami. So he says. Shulchan Aruch says, fine. In Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, which is the Simon of Kiddush Makom Suda, Sif Hei, he says, Kasuv HaGaonim, lots of Gaonim in Hilchos Kiddush. Kasuv HaGaonim, Ha De'in Kiddush El V'Makom Suda, that way we say this Kiddush must be Makom Suda, Afilu Achal Dover Muat, O Shasa Yayin Shechai L'Bracha, Yotz De Kiddush. You have to eat something. So what do you have to eat? Right? V'davka achal lechem o shasa yayin. It says if you eat bread or drink wine. Mishnah Berurah says if you're drinking wine, kosher kein mezonos. If you have mezonos, so yotzi. Aval achal peiros lo, just a shakel. No, be very, very careful. Peiros are adama, or even a shakel, an eitz, adama, anything that's not a mezonos, you have to make sure. But if you achal peiros lo, that's why you have to be very, very careful. But the to make sure you have mezonos. But the Biralacha brings down in the Gra. The Gra said that even Bekiddush Hayom lo hamikadish el v'makom suda gemura v'lo mini targima o yayin, but not any mezonos or yayin. The Gra says Kiddush Makom Suda mamish has to be the bread. So how?
So you can eat it there. You just can't be yotze with your kiddush.
But you can't eat before you have kiddush.
He's saying that's a brachal of a fellow.
You can't. If you hold, we'll get to it in a second. That most shittas hold that you can't eat. Most shittas hold you can't eat. You can't eat before you make kiddush.
Right.
Okay, you can't even make kiddush. Yeah, so those who have coffee and other things before, whatever they have, you know, get over there. But you can't eat before you make kiddush. So if you can't eat before you make kiddush, you have to have a kiddush that you're yotzei with. So according to the Gra, you can't have a kiddush unless you have a motzi. Because you can't eat before you make kiddush, and kiddush has to be makom suda. Suda means bread. You can't have a kiddush and then have mezonos afterwards. You have to have your bread. It's a machlokas on what to do. But what's the nafkamina? So Rav Shechter in the Eretz Tzvi says that the shorash of the machlokas is those two deos in the Rashbam. 2 days in the Rashbam, whether it was din kiddush or din in the Suda. If you say it's a din in the kiddush, right? He says v'dasa ga'onim kanira the ain't tachas a kiddush but they will suda the same suda Shabbos. It's not din in the Suda. Ella adaraba amiras a kiddush who mitzvah b'nei atzmo ufechadei lehachshiv esayayin kiddush by in shemar a kiddush makom suda. You just have to have it in an egg. So it's din in the wine. You have to solidify the kiddush, solidify it with the mazonas. According to the Gra, he says no. He says that the Gra says. That the Gra says that it has to be a keem in the Suda. That if it's a kiddush, the din in the Suda, so the Suda, you have to have the Suda, the kiddush has to be the place where the Suda is, din in the Suda. So what's your Suda? Suda has to be your challah. So that's why he says you have to make, you can't have the kiddush without hamotzi. Nevertheless, the Rosh Hashanah brings down, minaga olam, so yom shavs boker omen kiddush. They make kiddush. You have to eat the mazonas. That's the minhag. So he says, he quotes Rav Salavitcher, the Rav says, that where do we get to that? He says it's a tzir of shishitos. He says, number one, maybe the halacha is like the Ravid, who says that you're allowed to eat on Shabbos morning before you make kiddush. Maybe the halacha is like that Ravid. But then you don't need kiddush anyway. You can eat. And maybe, right, and maybe also that we're no egg like the Gonim, that you're allowed to make the kiddush from Makom Suda, that it counts, Suda counts even if it's Mazonos. So you combine those two shitas together, he says, and that's what people are somech on to make a regular kiddush. But according to this, the Rav is quoted as saying that it's min hanachon after you make kiddush here. Some people have this minhag, but after you make kiddush in the shul, to go when you go home and you have your meal to make kiddush again, right? He says, right, the feed Zvarenu. Right, but the whole Kiddush Makom Suda according to who? It's only Kiddush Makom Suda according to the Gra.
That solves everybody's problem.
Of course, that's where he says. You yotzi the sheet of the Gra, but the sheet of the Gra. So when you go home, you make the Kiddush again. Therefore, why? Because you don't have the sheet of the Ravid. Because now, the whole thing with the Ravid was you can eat before you make Kiddush. Well, now I'm making Kiddush on my Suda, so I can't eat before now. I have to make the Kiddush, has to be Makom Suda now. So I'll go according to the Gra. But there are many people who said, I make Kiddush already. Get it all the time. I make kiddush already. Because they're so much on the sheet of the Gonim. They make kiddush already. They have Mazonos. They're done. You want to be yotzi the sheet of the Gra also, so that, well, you yotzi the sheet of the Gra. You already violated the sheet of the Gra before. But if you want to be yotzi the sheet of the Gra, then you come home and you make kiddush again. Many people have had that minhag as well. Okay. What? Yeah.
It's a question of other people hearing it.
No, but if they heard it already. They heard it already. The Rav make kiddush for everybody.
Right. Otherwise, your meal has no specialness.
Oh, right, but that's the same thing with the Gra, because you're making a din in the Suda.
You're right.
But that's the Gra's reason. That's how Rav Shechter explained the Gra's reason.
Michael,
yeah.
We're going to look further on, and I have something. If you're on the downstairs, you want to go upstairs. If you're on the upstairs, you want to go
downstairs.
This is all on anyway.
That's the where. That's the where. We'll get to that in a minute. That's the where. Now we're just talking about the what. That was just the what. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the where. Okay. So Gemara says. So Gemara says, "Suffer me nay, right? Suffer me nay, hani mili mi bias labias." You would think that the only time you have a problem, right, it would be from one house to another house, meaning you have to remake kiddush. You would not be yotze. Aval bimakom lemakom bechad beisalo, but from one place to another place in a house, you'd be fine. Make kiddush upstairs, like maybe you can drink downstairs. You would think that would be okay. So then it says, "No, amar lehu rav anan bar tachlifa azin and sagin havi kamei kamei deshmuel." And sometimes I was near by Shmuel. Benachis me igral ara. He went from the roof. I guess he made kiddush upstairs on the roof. And then he went down to the ground floor. V'hadar mekadosh.
I guess this is the way to
Gemara. And he made kiddush. He made kiddush, meaning that he went from one upstairs to downstairs. He made kiddush. So you see that's not considered kiddush from Makom Suda. You have to make kiddush again. That comes into the where. So that's also Machlokas. So bring us to see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein kiddush el Makom Suda. Reishayin gimel siman aleph." Right, ain't kiddush el makom suda. Ubevayis three shitas. Ubevayis echad mipina lepina chashiv makom echad. If you're in a big house, one big room from one corner to the other corner, that's fine. You make kiddush in that corner, go to that corner, or if you have a big social hall, you make kiddush. The kiddush table is over there, and then you make the mazonos over there. You can be yotze. Most caterers now they put the mazonos right next to the kiddush. At least they should. Okay, she'im kiddush lechol mipina zov, and nimlach lechol mipina cheres. I feel who trakin gadol ain't sure klach from kiddush. That's fine. V'yesh omrim. And others say, "Kol sheroa mikomo." As long as you see the place where you're going to eat. That's why we open the windows, open the door over here. Right? Kol sharo mikomo, afilim yibayis l'chatzer, ein tzorech l'aksir, l'aksir l'kaddish. That's good. V'yesh omrim, some people say, she'im kiddish b'mokom echad al das lecha b'mokom acher, if you just have das to eat somewhere else, that's also sufficient. V'hu she'im shnei mikomos b'bayis echad. That's provided that it's all in this last sheet. That's provided that it's all in one house. He go mi'ched l'ched, mi'igra l'igra. But, so three sheetahs. So most of the people hold you should do it in where you have suda. It should be right where you are. Kiddush makom suda. Big shaila with spinner sukkahs. What happens if you make kiddush in the sukkah and before you get to make hamotzi it starts to rain and you go into the house? Right, so if it's cloudy, make sure you see the dining room. I guess when you make kiddush, maybe you could be able to not have that problem. That is the because you make. I mean, why do you have to?
Because you just read why you have to.
No, but why should you force yourself to make another bracha like in Biyotze?
Yeah, but
your sukkah is... Like in Biyotze. That's a shayla. It's a shayla for next year. We just finished. What? Doesn't matter. We just said it has to be only it's in the same house. Your property is not the house. The bias is the house.
Right.
That is the where. What about the when? Ramah says in Siv Gimel, B'tzarech le'echo b'mokum kiddush la'altar. You have to eat right away. If you delay and you wait around, you know you're not yotzei. I mean, some people are in the middle. You know, they make kiddush, then they have some schnapps, and they have some herring, and they dilly dally till they wash. May not be you have made a problem. Kiddush makom suda. So those other people have the minute to make kiddush and go right away wash. But those who have the kid, those have the minute to have a little bit of kiddush afterwards. Make sure you have cake or something like that to have the kiddush. Therefore, you can be yotzei with the shita of the gaonim. At least you're having yotzei kiddush makom suda with the mini targima. Because they're waiting around. Okay. Fine. That is basically Kiddush Makom Suda in a nutshell. Now, the Af Rav Huna Savar in Kiddush El Makom Suda. Even Rav Huna held in Kiddush El Makom Suda. He also held like Shmuel. The Rav Huna Kaddish. Rav Huna made Kiddush. The Is Akra Le Shraga. So the candle went out. The Aile Liminei Be Ganini De Rabba Bere. And he went to the sort of the chassan house, or the wedding house of his son. I guess it's not the actual wedding, but he used to make these wedding houses for them, and there they used to have the candles lit. Right, the Havishraga, and there was the candles there, and he, the first week, he burst into his son's house to make Kiddush. V'kiddush v'tan midi, he made Kiddush again. Alma kasavar in Kiddush Malkam Suda, mostly because he holds in Kiddush Malkam Suda. The first place he made Kiddush, the candle went out, he couldn't eat, so he went to his son's house, who had light, and he made Kiddush again, and he ate. V'af Rabba savar in Kiddush Malkam Suda, right? Even Rabba also holds that Kiddush has to be Makom Suda. The Amar Abaye, because Abaye says, Ki havina bein Mar, when we went to the house of Mar, Mar is Rabba, havei mekadesh, ki havei mekadesh, when he would make Kiddush, Amar Lan, he would say to us, Te'imu, eat something, te'imu midi, eat something now, dilma ade izlu l'shbiza mid akru l'chu shraga, v'lo mekadesh l'hu v'veis achila, u'v'kiddush d'hacha lo napkisu. Because maybe by the time, I guess you leave and go to the other house, you go to the guests, you get up, the candle will go out there. You won't be able to eat there because it's dark. And by here, when you heard kiddush, you won't be yotzei because you didn't taste anything. So taste here quickly. Taste here quickly. Right? The ain kiddush makom suda. So you see here now that Rabba also holds like Shmuel the ain kiddush elav makom suda. So the Gemara says, is that really true that Rabba holds like Shmuel? Because Hamar Rabbi didn't Abaye say? Came with a few places we saw this that kol mili demar everything that Rabba did have a obikir Rav. He would always hold like Rav, and Rav here says you don't need Kiddush from Makom Suda, right? Lebar mehani klatz, except for the following three places, which Kiddush Makom Suda is not one of these exceptions. What is number one? Right, the Abikir Shmuel. Number one, matir mibegel lebegin. Right, this is why this Gemara comes up in Menachos, because you can take the tzitzis off of one talus and put them onto another talus. That's number one. Umadliki miner l'ner. You can light on Ner Chanukah. Right, that's the next yantiv coming up. So Madlikin Rashbam says, Miner Chanukah l'ner acheres shal Chanukah. They ain't tzarich lahadlik v'ner acheres in a shal Chanukah. You don't really need a Shabbos. You can just go from one Chanukah candle to another Chanukah candle. And number three, v'loch Rav Shimon b'greira. And he also holds about Davar Shein Miskaven that it's mutter. He holds like Rav Shimon by dragging the bench across the ground. So Kiddush Makom Suda is not here. So how are you saying he held like Shmuel? He always holds like Rav, except in three cases. And this isn't one of the three cases. He says no difference. Right. Let's read again. Rav Shimon, Desanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Gora Adam Mita Kisa V'Sasol Shabbos Uvashol Iskavin Lasos Charetz. The answer is Kechumrei Derav Havi Avid Kekuli Derav Lo Havi. No, he would always hold like the chumras of Rav, except in these three cases. Doesn't mean he held like the kulas of Rav. Here it's a kula of Rav. The Rav says here you can make kiddush in the shul and be done. In kiddush makom suda, you don't have a problem with that. But the chumra of the Rav, when it came to the chumras of Rav, he always held like Rav, except for these three cases. Where it was a kula of Rav, maybe they don't like Rav. Okay, fine. V'Rav Yochanan Amar. Interesting Tosfos, by the way. It seems to be a raya for the Gra. When the case was where they brought the Rabbah, who said that they went to Rabbah's house, he said Ti'imu Midi. Look at Tosfos Ti'imu Midi. He says Nira Dahayim Ti'imus Lechem. It had to be a motzi. See, so to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, he says Ti'imu Lechem. Mm-hmm. That's the Gra. That's clearly the Shita of the Gra.
Well, that's how
Tosfos interprets it.
I understand
it. Okay, so Tosfos is learning like the Gra is learning. The Gra has a raya in Tosfos. So Rishon learns like. Right, we should learn like the Gra. Right, so how come the rabbi, who's a Gra man, makes Kiddush? Maybe because mitzvah the rabbi and Shani. That makes a difference because that's the Yotzi everybody. He's the Rav of the Shul, so he's Yotzi everybody. What's he going to do? Who's going to make Kiddush if not for the rabbi?
Everybody else.
The whole reason why you make Kiddush is so everybody else doesn't have to make Kiddush. You find that one guy, you should sell that. Ah, that's the thing. You should tell the rabbi, you should keep his minug, and we should sell that.
You say that with hesitation.
We should sell it. Why not? They sell in many shuls. It's but they sell in the shuls. They sell Ner Lamar and Yain LeKiddush. It's sold. So they have shuls that they sell Ner Lamar and Yain LeKiddush. They don't make Kiddush and they don't make Kiddush in shuls. So what are they selling Yain LeKiddush for?
Money
maker. But you're not buying anything. It's a Mechathos. No, it's a Mechathos.
You
say. Right, but no. Then it's a bit. Then they're messing up the schools. Then it's a big problem.
Chlorine for the mikveh, they
still
really?
About the same sense as Candyman.
If you're going to do it, that's one thing. My point is that you're selling yayin lekiddush, but you're not even making kiddush in shul. So what are you selling yayin lekiddush for?
Better yet, sell the rub seed.
And then
not only kiddush, you get to do the rub for.
How much would that go for?
I'm not sure you're making
it. Okay. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan argues, right? Rav said you were not Yotze Kiddush, but you were not Yotze Yayin, but Yotze Kiddush. Shmuel said you were not even Yotze Kiddush. But they both agree that since you're changing your place, if you make Kiddush in Shul, and you're changing your place at home, if you want to eat and drink wine, you have to make another bird for your gut. Because Yidei Yayin lo Yotze. Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says, Af Yidei Yayin Nami Yotze, even wine you were Yotze. Why? Right? Tosfos points out very importantly, Umayri Shasasu when they say Knesset. That's provided that you actually drink. In the shul, you made the kiddush in shul. You drank in the shul. In the shul, Afa God in the kiddush yotzu b'shmiyah. Toso says even though by kiddush you don't have to drink, that's another machlokes where everyone has to drink or not. Even though kiddush you give yotzu b'shmiyah, le'inan yayin lo pater elim kain shasa the havehefsek. For yayin, you have to drink right away. Yochanan says if I make kiddush in shul and then I drink and then I go to my house, I don't have to make kiddush again because the bor pir gufin paters me from when I go home. But that's only provided I drink something. If I make kiddush and shul, don't drink. Go home. Oh, then that's a big hefsek. You have to. Okay. Rav Yochanan Amar Afi Yayin Nami Yotzu. But Azda Rav Yochanan Tamei. Rav Yochanan goes to Shitaso. The Amar of Chanin Bar Abai Amar of Rapidas. Amar Rav Yochanan Echad Shinui Yayin. Whether or not you change your wine, you go from one wine to another wine. Echad Shinui Makom, or you change your place. You made a kiddush. You made bor pir up in here, and you go somewhere else. Ain Sarach Levarich. You don't need to make a bracha. But over here, Tosos brings down. What? You don't make a bracha in a new place. You make a bracha in a new place. He says you don't have to. We don't pass like him. We'll see. We pass him that you do have to make it. But Rashbam brings down the last Rashbam. He says, "Echad shino yayin shehivilo yayin mechavas aferes v'yeshlo tam mishuna o garua o mishubach ein tzarach levarach shein salal yayin." Have to make another bracha on the wine. However, about you bring a different wine in. Aval tova native. Miyas Mevarech, you have to make a bracha on the wine. I told the native you get a new wine, provided in Meshubach Min Arishon. It has to be better wine than the first wine. That's the Rashbam. Tosos brings down. What?
Like if you make kiddush, on kiddush wine, which is not that expensive, then you have a nice one doing, you have to make
that for a little bit. Because it wasn't on the table to start with.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't
it? Right. There's also Machlokas. We'll see here's Machlokas. If you had in mind to drink that wine, some say you don't make a Tovah Meitiv either. But some say, but Dafka, they have their mind because they want to make a Tovu Meitiv.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So, Miu Atov, Ratoso says, Miu Tovu Meitiv Tzarech Levarech, Uperish Rashbam Dafka Hecha de Meshubach Min Harishon, Echem Behilchos Gedolos. But if you skip down Tosos to the third wide line, Tosos argues, as Venira Dafilu Hashini Garua Mevarech, he says, even if the second one is worse wine, the Al Riboy Yenos Hu Mevarech, the Tovu Meitiv is not for better wine, it's for more wine. To make a Tovu Meitiv on more wine. Ubilvad, provide however that's not really gross. Ubilvad, shaloya achron rayos amidai, shayin yachol mishtoso elamidocha. And some people, I guess, who can't drink wine at all, maybe they shouldn't be making the Tovah Meitiv. We seem like the Rashbam. Most of the time, I think we hold that it has to be better wine.
Yeah.
What is better wine? Exactly. Is better wine taste? Is better wine expense? Yeah. What's better wine?
Which is better?
Right. Right. He says, the Ron, interesting in the back, the Ron brings down the sheet to the Rivet, then maybe you should make Tovah Meitiv on bread also, bring in more bread. But the Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, V'dafka b'yayimim v'arachim. V'dafka wine, because V'fish z'ivglu karmehem b'demeyim shal Yisrael. The whole Haruya Beta, they use the blood of Bnei Yisrael to fertilize their field, right? Vatov, right? That's Vatov Shlo Yisrichu Vameitiv Shinat Nilukvura. So that's the whole thing. That's Brach Meseto Meitiv Haruya Beta. So that applies to wine only. Okay. Anyway, so that again a little bit of Brach Tova Meitiv. But Rav Yochanan argues and says that you are Yotze Yedei Yayin, even if you make Kiddush and Shul, and then you go home. Right? You tasted it. So Meisvei Resakasha on Rav Yochanan Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarich. If you change your place, you have to make a bracha. Shinui yayin ain't sarach lebracha. Clear ain't sarach levari. Clear raya brayso against Rabbi Yochanan. Piyuta Rabbi Yochanan to yuta. Right? It's a kash Rabbi Yochanan. We pass in shinui makom. You do have to make a new bracha. Okay, Yashiv Rabbi.
That's one reason. You're in your house. You make a gefen,
right.
You drink whatever, and you don't make a al hagefen. You come to my house.
Well, that's something else. We'll see in a different. The Gemara's talk about it in a little bit. Make a brayso in a minute. Did you have das? What's the story? Is that considered a Davar shet sariach bracha b'makoma. We'll get that into in a moment. So Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin kamei Rav Chizda. So Rav Idi Bar Avin was sitting in front of Rav Chizda. The Yosef Rav Chizda v'kamar. Rav Chizda got up and said, Mishmei Rav Huna had amar shinui makom sariach levarech. That we said, if you change your place, you have to make a new bracha. Lo shanu ela mibayis labayis. That's only from one house to another house. Avav b'makom makom, from one place to another place, or as the gears on the side changes, avav mipina lapina. Lo, you don't need. If you're changing from one corner to another corner in your house, you don't need to make another bracha. So Amalei Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Idi Bar Avin says to Rav Chizda, Haki Tanina Leib Mastisa Debei Rav Hinnik. That's already in the brisas in the base medrash of Hinnik. Well, Amalei Leib Mastisa Debei Rav Hinnik, or in the grandson of Rav Hinnik's brisa, right? Kivaseich. So the El Rav Huna Mastisa Kamashman. So what he's come, Rav Chizda says the name of Huna. Rav Huna's only come to tell us what's already clearly stated in the brisas, right? So no, Rav Huna Masnisa Lo Shamile. He wasn't a bucky in the brisos of Bei Rav Hinnik. He didn't know. He was taking his own kiddush. Okay. The Su Yosef Rav Chizda, and furthermore, Rav Chizda was sitting. V'ka'amar Rishmei De Nashe, and said in his own name, Had Amar Shinoi Makom. That we said that Shinoi Makom Tzarech Levarek. That when you change your place, you have to make a bracha, a new bracha Rishona. Lo Amaron. That's only said Ela B'dvarim She'ein Teunin Bracha L'Achreiyam B'Makomam. It only applies to items that do not require a bracha achrona in their place. We'll see what that is in a moment. Aval dvarim hatu'unim bracha achrayim b'makoman. But things that would otherwise require a bracha achrona in that place, ain't sarach levarech. You don't have to make a bracha in your case. You wouldn't have to make a bracha. My time, why? L'kiva kama hadar. Because you're going back to the original kriyas. So what are those? Rashesh says, echad zev echad zev sarach levarech. Doesn't make a difference. Whether it's what the bracha corner is, you still would have to make a new bracha. But what's the case?
Says my friend that he's going back to the original kriyas.
What?
What does that mean? Going back to the original.
The three Rashbam. Okay, so Gemara said that where that we said that you have to have that shinui makom, you have to make a bracha, new bracha rishona, Rashbam. But dvarim she'ein tunin bracha l'achrayim b'mkolon. For example, they go mayim operos. Anything you make a bori nefashos. Mayim operos. The first Rashbam in the wide lines. Right, she'ein antu unim bracha chashuva b'fnei atzman. They don't have a bracha chashuva, which is ala michya. Rather, ela borei nefashos. They only have a borei nefashos. Hilkach, ein tzarach levarach b'mkoman. I don't have to make the borei nefashos in the place where I had the water. Rashbam says, if I drink water and I walk somewhere else, I can make the borei nefashos somewhere else. Therefore, the moment I, right, the vadai kevan de amad v'halach b'makom acher amidaso. Wait, kevan de amad v'halach. That's once you get up, that's where you finish. You definitely finish. You can make the bracha run anywhere else because you finish. By the second you move, you are done. You can make the bracha corner somewhere else. And if you're going to start drinking somewhere else, that's a new suda. I don't know. Suda is not really a suda. That's a new eating. Talking about shakal. That's a new eating. And therefore you have to make a new bracha rishona.
So what are we saying now? We're saying that
if I have a drink of soda,
you make
kiddush. Well, kiddush is not. It's talking about a shakel. We go mayim uperos. If I have mayim uperos,
right.
I had a drink of soda. According to this, I drink shakel. I have soda here. I get up and I walk there. I can make my bor because I can make my bor nefoshos there. That means the moment I got up here, I was done, and I can if I drink, want to drink soda again over there, not there, but over there, then I have to make another bracha rishona.
And that doesn't apply.
However, about dvarim hatunim bracha lachraim koman, but things that will require bracha chrona in the place where you had them. Chloma bracha chashuva b'pnei atzmon tzrichom b'me koma kigon shivas aminim shivas aminim, which is an alamichya, right? The isbehu bracha me'achas mein shalos, right? Yeah, one out of three. That's alamichya. Hoel below birich achareim. If I didn't make a bracha chrona in my spot, v'halach b'makom acher lisod, and I went to somewhere else to eat, avdas kvilus harishona halach, right? I went to, on the das of my original kvius. I had I'm eating here. I have a mind to continue over there, right? Levarach bracha achas al shteyem v'lifnehen nami ain't sarach lachsa levarach. Therefore, I don't have to go back and make another bracha. So the only time I have to make a new bracha when I go to a new place is it's a shakal. But, yeah. Or I didn't have right. Or if I didn't have in mind to continue. So in your case that you brought it, according to this, I drink and I had a wine in mind to go somewhere else. I would have to make another. I would have to make another bracha. Yeah, it just seems to. That's. So I knew it would be bracha bor piyagafen.
You would have to make a new bracha bor piyagafen.
Not if I had in mind. Not if I had in mind to continue.
He's saying here that if it's an alamichya,
ain't sarich,
which is a gefen.
Lifnei and nami ain't sarich lachshol levarich. Ain't sarich. You don't have to go back if you had in mind.
Does he have to go back to the original place to make his alamichya and stuff?
Well, if you got up and you didn't have kavana to go somewhere else. Like I have my mazonos here, and I say, okay, I'm done. I'm not eating anywhere else. I'm done, and I go over there. I have to come back here to make my to make my alamichya. If I had in mind to go somewhere else, I can go there and continue. That a bracha.
And say
alamichya over there, because the suda continues over there. By a shakal, the suda never continues. By mazonos, if you have mine, the suda can continue. Okay, but Rashbam continues. You should have in mind. But if you don't have in mind, he says the kviya kamahader. It was a question you asked before. What does that mean? Klomer al das suda harishona hu ochel. He still has in mind the first meal. Achshav the sayim sudaso. He's going to continue his meal. He's finishing the meal over there. Okay. So that's what he says. Now we're going to ask it. But back in the Gemara, we said that Rav Shesha says, no, Echad Zet Tzarech Levarach. Either way, you would have to go make a new bracha Rishona. Meisvei. Now we're going to ask the Kasha, right? Meisvei. We're going to ask the Braisa today, Kasha today, and it goes to the last line on the base, and we'll answer it tomorrow. You can do it. I'll do it. Whoever does it, we'll answer it tomorrow. So, Meisvei, what's the Kasha? B'nei Chabura, you had a bunch of people. Shahayim Mesubim Lishtos. They're sitting around to drink. The Akuragleyem Latseis Likros Chasson Likros Kala. They got up. They uprooted their feet in order to go do a mitzvah of Chasson Kala. Right? Kishahein Yotin. When they leave their place, Ain Tunim Bracha L'Mafreya. They don't have to say, they don't have to make a Bracha Achrona. Kishahein Chosrin. And when they return, Ain Tunim Bracha L'Kachila. They don't have to make a new Bracha Rishona. Sounds good. Ah, V'medvar Mamurim. When do we say they don't have to make these Brachos? That Shehinichu Sham Zokin Ocholeh. They left somebody there. Zokin Ocholeh, because he probably couldn't go dance with him. I mean, they left somebody in the spot. They had the Kaviyah Suda still stayed, because somebody was still there. Abal Lohinichu Sham Lo Zokin Ocholeh. But they all left. Nobody was left there. Kishehin Yotzim Teunim Brachalaf Nimapreya. When they leave, they need to make a Bracha Achrona. Kishehin Kozrin, when they come back, Teunim Brachalaf Chatkila. They need a new Bracha when they come back. Now, Mi De Katani Akurag Lehem, when it says they uprooted their feet, Michlal, the Bidvarim Hatuunim, Bracha Lachrayim, and Koma Askina. Must be that we're dealing with people with an Alamichi type thing. Right? Rashi says, the Akirus, third to last line, the Akirus, Mashma Dimishum, Mihirus Chasim, the Kalahe Nekrin, Avalo Kain, Adayan Hayutrichim, Lamo, Luvarak, Bracha Shalachrayim. I think, I don't know exactly how that works. But they had to get up quickly. They got up from their meal quickly. You drink, just eating a shakal, it's a big deal. What oak care when you have a glass of a cup of soda? Okay, right, means they got up from the meal. So they got up from the meal, it's supposed to make up, which means that they're eating something that requires an alamichya. And then it said, right, Who dikshu yotze into a bracha afraid? The only reason why they don't need to make a bracha achrona, is because they left somebody there. Ugashain Khosram ain't to bracha lachila. And the only reason we have to make a new bracha shona is because somebody's left there. They didn't leave a zakin or chola over there. Kishahin Yotzin, when they need Tunin Bracha Mefreya, they would require Bracha Achrona. Hukashin Chosim, Tunin Bracha Lechatlila. That's a Kashan Rav Chisda. Why? The Inul Rav Chisda Rashbam says, Afilu lo chazul mekoman, ala garmus chudasin makam afer, ain't sarkh lebarach lechila. Rav Chisda says, as long as they had das and they went somewhere else, they don't have to make a bracha, another bracha we've shown here. They're going back to the same exact place. They definitely had kavana to come back. They left somebody there. They're definitely coming back, and they have to make a bracha rishona. So how do you, Rav Chisda, say, if you're going somewhere else, you don't have to make a bracha rishona? Here, you're coming back to your original place, you have to make a bracha rishona. Right, Rashba, let's read the Rashba again. Kashu Rav Chisda, Ilu Rav Chisda, Afilu lo chazul mekoman, ela gamru suudasin, makam acher, ain't sarach levarach chila, ho v'dayin lo biruch acharein, v'hacha muchach, da afilu chazul mekoman rishon sarach levarach chila. That's a bit of a problem.
Why is it that the
Chazan Kal
came out of nowhere? So they didn't have it in mind, maybe. Who knows?
No, they saw the Chazan Kal and said, oh, they definitely had it in mind because they left somebody here.
No, after when they first started the meal, they didn't know the Chazan Kal was coming.
Right.
They had the meal.
Akruaglay, and they left their meal here and they went to do the mitzvah and then they have to come back to finish
right.
their meal.
Right.
They're coming back to finish their meal. Right. They just went to do the mitzvah.
Right.
So
this one, how much time elapsed, though?
Right, it doesn't mention. But,
it could be 3 hours, it could be 4 hours, it seems like.
Could be. It could be.
No time limit here for brachas doesn't run out after like the 2 and a half.
Yes, you have das. You have das to keep it. But here it doesn't make a difference. The kasha is, even if they had the das to come back. Even if they had the das to come back. The weddings there are not, they didn't have, it wasn't a wedding in Marina where they had a shmorg and then you had there's no procession. They went to the chuppah, boom, done, they did a dance, you know, kalanova, kasuda, and they go back. That's the wedding. So, okay, that's the kasha on Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda seems to indicate that if you have das and you to finish a suda elsewhere, you don't have to make a new bracha rishona. Here, they even came back and they had to make the original place and they had to make a bracha rishona. Okay, so we'll answer the question tomorrow. You're right, should have started a little later. Everyone, have a wonderful day.